This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams took a rare step on Thursday. The nation's chief doctor wants more Americans to carry the overdose reversal medicine naloxone. Adams said that each day 115 people die from opioid-related drug overdoses, that the rate of deaths from overdoses doubled since 2010 and 2016, and that more people carrying naloxone means that thousands of these lives could be saved. Dr. Jeffrey Bratberg from the University of Rhode Island College of Pharmacy explains the intention behind the advisory.
This advisory seeks to amplify the messages that we've been promoting for years, which is naloxone for everyone because of the escalating opioid crisis.
How would this work in the real world? Who would carry it? How would they use it?
Well, in the real world, we can start with the people who, you know, have education built into their training. So health professionals should all carry it. We should have it in all areas where there's high-risk use, so opioid treatment programs, people who are already treating people with opioid use disorders, you know, recovery programs. This is a disease that has a high rate of relapse, and relapse leads to overdose, and so it's important to have it in those high-risk areas. It's important that really every bystander be able to recognize what overdose looks like and be able to have the tools that can save lives.
Well, Dr. Bratberg, I want to ask you how you think this call for everyone or a lot more people to carry naloxone is going to permeate the culture. Look, I think the vast majority of people, if you asked them, would say they've never seen someone overdose. They don't see it in their community. So getting this to permeate the culture, getting more than just a few people to take the effort, to take the time, and maybe even a little bit of expense to carry a canister of naloxone on their body in case they see someone overdosing. What's that going to take?
I think it's going to take, you know, once you know somebody carries naloxone. I just gave a talk and I always ask us the crowd, you know, and I spoke to some medical students training them on this and said, you know, who carries it? And no one raises their hand. You know, these are future health professionals. You know, I asked my pharmacy student class, who carries it? But every time I talk, usually someone comes up to me and says, you know, I never knew about this, but I know that my neighbor's at risk or my son's at risk or, you know, I experienced a death in my family. This is really important. And so the more that we all get touched by the crisis. So we may not know someone who's overdosed, but I bet you are 1 or 2 degrees of separation away from somebody who is experiencing this in a personal way. That is where we realize the life-saving potential of naloxone and realize how important it is that you carry it.
Well, Dr. Bratberg, if this spreads to more and more places outside of Rhode Island, you're going to need buy-in from policymakers and legislators. And this is a form of harm reduction, and you know how many of them react to the idea of having essentially an overdose vaccine out there in the world. They would say this only encourages people to use opioids because they know there's a safety valve.
Right. There's been a lot discussed about that. And, you know, the evidence is actually really clear. And we need, that's part of the message we have to have. And part of the message we've designed is that people who have access to naloxone actually use less drugs and they seek treatment more. You know, you talk about safety valves. The safety valve to saving people from naloxone is making sure we can connect them to treatment for the original opioid use disorder that they have or that they may be diagnosed with. We suffer a critical lack of evidence-based treatment facilities and connections to care and primary care providers and other specialty providers. We really need to expand addiction education and knowledge and make sure that more people have access to those evidence-based therapies when reversed by naloxone. You know, you may have someone who's reversed 15 times, but it's that 16th time that they're alive to make that choice to seek treatment and reduce the demand for these illicit, highly potent substances like fentanyl.
Dr. Jeffrey Bratberg is with the University of Rhode Island College of Pharmacy. Dr. Bratberg, thanks so much.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.